So in our last discussion, we discussed verses 49 and 50. Nabbi ibadi anni ana al-ghafoor al-rahim. That inform my servants, I am the actual forgiver, the merciful. Wa anna adhabi huwa al-adhabu al-aleem. And that my punishment is indeed the painful punishment. So we explained that Allah essentially wants to be merciful and forgiving to every creation. We shut the door by our evil actions. Then the quality of Allah that denotes His wrath and anger comes to the fore. And we quoted the saying of Sheikh Sa'di rahmatullah alayhi, that if Allah were to menacingly draw the sword of His wrath, even the angels will become deaf and dumb. And if He were to make a proclamation of kindness, even Shaitan will say, I will be fortunate. So we learn from here that Allah is the source of all mercy, and Allah is the source of all punishment. So if you feel you are being punished, turn to Allah. If you feel you require mercy, then turn to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And any kindness or affection that is being shown to you by others is actually coming from the affection of Allah, because Allah is the source. Now going further, وَنَبِّئْهُمْ عَنْ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Relate to them about the guests of Ibrahim. This refers to the story where the angels who were en route to destroy the nation of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, they stopped by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to give him the glad tidings of the birth of his son Ishaq to his wife Sarah. And initially, they came in the form of humans. So Ibrahim, because they were coming in the form of beautiful men on their way to the nation of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salam did not know they were angels. He assumed them to be humans. Hence, he took them to be guests. And the verse then refers to them as guests. It is mentioned by Ibn Kathir that Ibrahim alayhi salam was extremely hospitable. So even though he didn't know someone, if that person came, automatically, you know, they put up something to eat, something to drink. إِذْ دَقَلُوا عَلَيْهِ فَقَالُوا سَلَامًا. When they entered his house and said, Salam, peace, they greeted him. قَالَ إِنَّا مِنْكُمْ وَجِلُونَ. He said, we are afraid of you. Now, this story is mentioned in various parts of the Quran. It's mentioned in Surah Dariyat, it's mentioned in Surah Hud. When you put it all together, Ibrahim a.s. had put up meat to roast. And when he offered it to them, they did not eat. That is when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam became fearful that what brings them here? Why is it that I'm offering them something to eat and they're not eating? Now we know angels don't eat. In another verse in Surah Hud, Allah says He feared them in His heart. So here the ulama reconcile between the verses and they say, initially He had the fear in His heart but He didn't say anything. Then afterwards when He gave them food and they didn't eat, then He expressed His fear. قَالَ إِنَّا مِنْكُمْ مَجِلُونَ. Or others say that what could have transpired was that He concealed His fear initially, He tried to, but it became apparent in his body language, and then they queried and or it was as if He was verbally saying it to them. Now the reason for the fear, as I said, they were not willing to partake of the meals that He was providing. So when He said, we are afraid of you, قَالُوا لَا تَوْجَلْ. They said, do not fear. إِنَّا نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. We came to give you the glad tidings of an intelligent boy. So it's an occasion of happiness. Don't be fearful. Despite your old age, we're giving you the glad tidings of a child. And what type of a child? A very intelligent child, who will be a great scholar, who will be a prophet, who will be bestowed with a very special position by Allah. When he was given the glad tidings of Ismail alayhi salam, after having made dua, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. There Allah says, we'll give you a son who will be very tolerant, so tolerant that he was willing for his father to slaughter him. Here Allah says, إِنَّا نُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. Different word. Alim, knowledgeable. Halim, tolerant. That we gave you the glad tidings of an intelligent boy. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll discuss the response of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam to this very glad tiding. Right. After the break, we speak to Mehdi Balhaj. He's been walking through Africa for a number of years and he's now reached South Africa. Interesting story.